Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your mighty love that comes to us on a daily basis through your Spirit, Lord. Thank you, Lord, not by power nor by might, but by your Spirit. You cause us to arise and shine. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful word here, that because of the deposit of the Spirit, we can pursue love with the gifts in an orderly way, in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious family. Okay, we've seen here that this chapter is about pursuing love with the gifts. And then Paul instructs us on the way to go, and that their tongues is something precious for your quiet time, your quality time with the Lord. But in the church, and that day, Paul's, and that's where I am as well now. I'm at that place as well. I'll speak lots in the spirit, but when I'm with people, I speak teachings, revelation, truth that they can hear and they can understand and they can change. Yesterday, I just want to touch on that, you know, that I've never seen it like that, and it was so beautiful just to see that in the prophecies of Isaiah, he said that people will speak in other tongues, but then it says, and they will not hear, you know. So I just thought, well, that's just people that's disobedient. But it's actually a statement. You speak in tongues, they will not believe. They will not. But the word goes, when we take hold of the scriptures, it says this gospel, the teachings, the truth of the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So you've got God setting it out here clearly, what happens in fellowship, what happens in church. One speaking in tongues needs to speak when there's an interpreter, or when they interpret themselves. It just gives a faith. I pray in tongues and I say, thank you, Lord, for the interpretation. And then I speak. And that's just always just dipping into the spirit that is already in you, that is one with your spirit, that has now got to flow to your soul, mind, and out through your body in the actions, whatever is necessary. So it's all the reality of the kingdom that is here. And then he speaks about where the prophets, those that got edification, upliftment, comfort, they two or three can speak. And then there's something that's not very much recognized in the churches. I've been around for a long time, had my own church and disciples group, 24-hour ministries. It says, and when that prophets are speaking, and then if someone is sitting and gets a revelation, he must speak and the prophecy must wait. And you think, what's this about? Because in this chapter, it says it so that there's order in the house. And when you know the Spirit is moving, you can see it with young man Elihu and the Job scenario, where you had these people sitting around and they wanting to help Job. And there's a young man that is sitting there and he's listening and he's thinking age should speak, so he's keeping quiet. But in the meantime, there's a spirit. The spirit is stirring him. It's like raw, how's he say? It's like wine being shaken up. And it's like when you take a bottle of Coke or something and you shake it and it fizzes up. And if you open it up, it's just going to explode out. And that's the type of feeling. When you getting a revelation, it's real to you and you want to just release it. And then he came to a time, but wonderful, just as it says here, the spirits of a prophet is subject to him. So you don't have to release it until the right time. And then you speak. So you, like I said, in the beginning of the ministry, a long time, I've had to reprove many people. Some people thought if they get this unction here, they can just take over and they can speak in the spirit or shout their prophecies or run around and do crazy things. Where people are in sync and that there's room for all that, but there's times that you've always, that spirit is always subject to you. You don't have to make that disorder and that there. That's not order, that's disorder. So that's what the scripture is saying here this morning. But back to this, when a revelation comes. You know, when you are mature in the word, you can see this prophecies or this things are needing direction, needing to tune in with the Lord and that there, because what can happen, it can start flowing from the spirit to the flesh, and then you're there to stand up, and it would always be clear word, clear prophecy, great and precious promises. And it's very much to get the thinking and the whole meeting, and the emphasis of the meeting is to glorify the Lord, wake up to what he's saying to us so that we can all arise and shine. Okay, so let's hear the word of the Lord now.
1 Corinthians 14:29 to 33. Let two or three prophets speak as inspired by the Holy Spirit, while the rest pay attention and weigh carefully what is said. But if an inspired revelation is made to another who is seated, then the first one must be silent. For in this way you can all prophesy one by one, so that everyone may be instructed and everyone may be encouraged. For the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. The prophecy is under the speaker's control, and he can stop speaking. For God, who is the source of their prophesying, is not a God of confusion and disorder, but of peace and order. As is the practice in all the churches of the saints, God's people. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit guiding and leading us so that we can use our gifts in an orderly way. In Jesus' name, amen.